It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. And today, global music DJ Beto Arcos is back to share some of his favorite new Latin American artists, including this track from Colombia. Beto is a regular on this program and the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles, where he joins us from our studios at NPR West. Beto, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Guy.
Great to have you back. This song, Beto, this is Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, right?
That's right.
Am I imagining that?
No, you're exactly right.
Oh, I am? Really? It is that song?
Yes. It's a cumbia rendition of that Michael Jackson tune, yeah.
Who's the band?
This is a band called Los Míticos del Ritmo. They were brought together by the English DJ Will Holland, who goes by the name of Quantic. He moved to Cali, Colombia, a few years ago to explore the roots of traditional Colombian music. Here, he is playing the accordion himself, if you can believe it, and squeezing that juice out of that amazing instrument to play this fantastic version of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. I just love this idea of this sort of very upbeat dancing tune by Michael Jackson, but turn into a funky cumbia.
It's awesome. That's a Colombian band, Los Míticos del Ritmo. Beto, I was told before you arrived in the studio that all of the artists that you brought us today share one thing in common. They are all playing traditional Colombian dance music, cumbia.
That's right. Cumbia has become the coolest and the hippest dance music all over Latin America and in the U.S. too. You know, the music comes from Colombia, and bands from all over the continent are reinterpreting this style in their own way. Now we're going to hear from a band in Mexico called Sonido Gallo Negro, and they take a style of cumbia from Peru, which is called chicha, not to be confused with chicha the drink, which is a corn drink. This is chicha the music, and they fuse it with other sounds to create a completely new sound. Let's check it out. This song is called Cumbia Espantamuertos, which translates as cumbia to scare the dead. When you hear this music, you can almost hear the score of a film noir, don't you think?
Yeah,
it's
very
largely
noir,
due
yeah.
to that. You know that instrument called the theremin?
Oh, the theremin, yeah.
They use that in here. In the background, you can hear it a little bit. This theremin creates a kind of mysterious, quasi-scary sound. It really brings home that idea that this is a tune to scare the dead.
Okay, Beto, let's move on to this next artist we're hearing. This is the Uruguayan artist named Campo, I understand, right? I'm hearing clearly a major shift here from what we just heard.
Yeah, that's right. This is Campo. It's a project of producer-guitarist Juan Campodónico, but it goes just by the name of Campo. Now, Campo means field, and the idea here is that it's an open field where he creates all kinds of music, and this is a field of cumbia, where he brings together this idea of the cumbia villera, which is the cumbia that flourished in the mid-90s in the working class areas of Uruguay and Argentina. And he mixes it with this kind of Brit pop sound with this great singer, Martin Rivero, on vocals. What was I looking for?
Beto, I was expecting to hear him sing in Spanish. He is actually singing in English like a Britpop singer, like he sounds British.
That's right, because it turns out that he was educated in a British school in Uruguay.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great kind of contrast of this sort of working class sound with this sort of dark Britpop, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to get tangled up, you want to confess, you want to get tangled. Beto, I'm hearing our last song. This is, unfortunately, sadly, we have time for just one more. What I'm hearing now sounds a lot more traditional than the last couple tracks.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Colombia on this track and back to Quantic, the first artist we heard from. This is a band called Onda Tropica. It's an all-star collective of Colombian musicians that Mario Galeano of the band Frente Cumbiero, I don't know if you remember, we talked about him before.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And Quantic have brought together these old cats to record with younger musicians, and the result is absolutely fantastic. Listen to this big band cumbia. Cuando sale el sol, qué linda la mañana cuando sale el sol. La vida se ennoblece con su resplandor, la vida se ennoblece con su resplandor. De los ritmos de Colombia, la cumbia es la matrona. The song is called Linda Mañana, or Beautiful Morning. It's an example of the cumbia that you would have heard back in the 60s and 70s, you know, with the big brassy sound and the heyday, the golden age of cumbia in Colombia. And for this particular recording, they went back to the old Discos Fuentes studios in Medellin, Colombia, the label that put out the best Colombian music back in the day. And they brought back the same engineer that worked on those records, and they recorded on reel to reel. And what you hear, this kind of big band recreating the old sound for the 21st century. Just heavenly stuff.
It's fantastic. The band is called Onda Tropica, and they're just one of the many artists you can hear on Beto Arcos' show, Global Village, on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, thanks so much for popping by, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you for having me. Cuando sale el sol, qué linda la mañana cuando sale el sol. La vida se ennoblece con su resplandor, la vida se ennoblece con su resplandor. De los ritmos de Colombia, la cumbia es la matrona.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or go to npr.org/weekendatc. Tomorrow on the program, why Republicans and Democrats are spending time and money trying to win over the pro-Israel vote. Please join us. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.